Hello, and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week is a special podcast for Yom Yerushalayim by Rabbi Dr. Daniel Roth. Rabbi Roth is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as a director of the Pardes Center for Judaism and Conflict Resolution. And now, Rabbi Daniel Roth.
Some see her as finally united, others as more divided than ever. No, I am not referring to East and West Jerusalem, rather to the Jerusalem of heaven and the Jerusalem of earth, between the Jerusalem of our dreams and the Jerusalem of our realities. There has always been a gap between what Jerusalem is supposed to be and what Jerusalem actually is. The prophet Isaiah dreamed of a Jerusalem that would serve as the symbol of a nation no longer lifting up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Lo yisan goy and goy cherev. While he was living in the Jerusalem of the first temple time period, he likened it to Sodom and Amorah, full of corruption and violence, as he writes in Isaiah chapter 1. Similarly, the rabbis of the Talmud declared that one day Jerusalem would be redeemed through justice, Nivde betzdaka, and peace, as it says, Nigalim ela be shalom in Dvarim Rabbah. As they looked back at the destruction of the second temple and accredited to the fact that they loved money and hated one another, as the Tosefta Menachot writes, Mipnei she'ohavim et hamamon v'sonim ish et re'ehu. The question, therefore, is how can this gap or gulf between the two Jerusalems, that of our dreams and that of our realities, be understood? Over the course of history, some chose to keep these two Jerusalems divided. For example, the Hellenistic Jewish philosopher Philo of Alexandria, living in the first century in Egypt, wrote, "But that which is called by the Hebrews the city of God is Jerusalem, which name being interpreted means the site of peace. So they do not look for the city of the living God in the region of the earth, for it is not made of wood and stone, but seek it in the soul, which is free from war and which proposes to those who are of the earth for it proposes for those who are endowed with acuteness of sight, a contemplative and peaceful life." That's Philo on Dreams, Book 2. And similar statements dividing the ideal Jerusalem, the Jerusalem in heaven, from the Jerusalem on earth can also be found in the New Testament. For example, in Paul's letter to the Galatians, where he writes, "Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all, as opposed to Jerusalem which is now the city on earth." However, classic rabbinic literature endowed, which argued that the two Jerusalems would one day be united. Rabbi Yochanan, one of the leading rabbis of the Talmud living in the 3rd century in Tiberias, writes, "The Holy One, blessed be He, declared, 'I shall not enter the Jerusalem which is above, lo evo el Yerushalayim shel mala, until I enter Jerusalem which is below, ad she'evo liYerushalayim shel mata.' But is there a heavenly Jerusalem?" asks the Talmud. "Yes, there is, as Scripture states, 'Jerusalem, thou art builded up as a city that is compact together.' Yerushalayim habnuya ki'il shechubra layadav," referring to the verse in Psalms 122:3. Rabbi Yochanan did not give up on his dream of Jerusalem on earth transforming into being connected one day to the Jerusalem in heaven, meaning connecting the reality of Jerusalem to the dream of Jerusalem. This coming 23rd of Iyar, or the 24th of May, marks 50 years since the reunification of Jerusalem's east and west. The day invokes many to celebrate and rejoice over the miracle of not only the Jews of Israel being saved from a near catastrophe, but also the fulfillment of the dream to reunite with the holiest sites of the Jewish people. Others, however, bemoan this day as the beginning of the move away from core Jewish values that Jerusalem is supposed to symbolize, such as justice, equality, and peace. I believe that both these and those, Elu ve'Elu, are advocating for the sake of heaven, for Jerusalem on earth to be reunited with the Jerusalem in heaven. But their understanding of what that ideal Jerusalem in heaven is extremely different. This religious political disagreement will undoubtedly continue to divide Jews and non-Jews alike around Israel and around the world in the near future. However, I personally find some small glimpse of movement towards bringing these diverging Jerusalems of heaven, not through any potential political initiatives, but rather through initiatives of civil society. For example, an initiative called Yom Yerushalayim Acher, or Jerusalem Day of Tolerance. Last year, the Jerusalem Intercultural Center, which is a partner of the Pardes's Nine Adar project, known in Israel as Dibur Chadash, launched an initiative to transform the nature of Jerusalem Day from a politically divisive day that marks the reunification of the city into a day of tolerance across all the city's identity divides, including, and here I'm quoting from their website, Jews and Arabs, Jewish denominations, Christians and Muslims, transgenders, asylum seekers, and refugees, etc. This initiative, and others like it, will not, of course, solve all the challenges of Jerusalem. But I think it's an important example, an inspirational step forward towards what the psalmist writes, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, requesting peace for Jerusalem. A peace between the conflicting dreams of what peace of Jerusalem in heaven and earth actually means.
Thank you, Rabbi Roth. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.